money going up to the Portman Bridge. We're going to change things up just a little bit here now and change gears to bring you thoughts of spring. Because I know that's a little hard to think about right now, given the weather that we've had in the last week or so. And I don't know if you've seen the story with from Environment Canada that tells us that winter is not going away in the month of March. In fact, that we're going to see some more cold weather right across the country. The good news is that sooner or later here on the West Coast, the cherry blossoms do show up, and that will be just in time for March 28th, which is when the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival kicks off. And Linda Poole is the festival director, and she joins us now on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I can't tell you how much people are looking forward to seeing the cherry blossoms this year.
I know. Everybody's telling me. Well, we know they're coming.
Yes, we hope, and soon.
Well, give me 3 weeks.
Oh, we will do that then. Now, what's going to be happening that week?
Well, I want to, could we just, the haiku.
Oh, let's talk about the haiku,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because today, it's exciting. They're going on the TransLink buses and SkyTrains.
Okay, we should tell people, so from now until then, we're going to see billboards on the buses and the SkyTrains involving haiku, and why is that?
Right. Well, you know, a cherry tree in full bloom, it's an astonishing sight, and we believe that it inspires. So for the past 4 years, the cherry tree has inspired new art, new music, new design, cuisine, and poetry through our international contest called the Haiku Invitational. And we have five categories, and Leroy Gorman, a poet back east, he has picked them. And I'd love to read them to you first, because nobody's heard them.
Sure. Now, can I just point out here that you got a record 1,500 entries from 29 different countries for this. Is that right?
I know.
And that's ages, and the people who submitted were ranging in age from 7 to 76.
Yeah, it amazes me, because, you know, I wonder, can we do this again? And then when I read this book, Cherry Blossom's Epiphany, over 3,000 haiku, I know we can. And we ourselves have probably collected way over 4,000, between 4 and 5 in 4 years.
Wow. Who knew that people had that much haiku in them?
Well, like creativity and feeling for our cherry trees. You know, we've got about 36,000, and we just invite people. You don't have to be a published poet, budding and seasoned poets to express their feelings for our trees.
I agree with you about that. There's something about living here and in the springtime, seeing those cherry blossoms. It's so special, isn't it?
I know. It moves people in amazing ways. So the top BC... Listen, from Jill Stanley in Victoria, British Columbia. And if you don't mind, it's because they're so short, we read them twice.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a petal, the mountain vanishes into pink air. Just a petal, the mountain vanishes into pink air. That was the best from all of BC.
I like that one.
Oh, don't you love it?
Yeah. Well, was that the best overall? That's not the best overall, though.
No, the best from this province, from our province.
Okay.
You know, to think that just a petal. Anyway, then we have a category for the top Canadian.
Okay, let's hear that one.
And this is from Aurora Antonovic in Tecumseh, Ontario. The more I have, the less I need cherry blossoms. The more I have... The less I need cherry blossoms. I love that one.
That is good. I actually like the first one better, though.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, well, everybody has their favorite.
That's true.
Now people can discuss them. And there's actually a lot more behind these little poems than you think. Now, the top U.S. I love.
Okay.
One street connects to another cherry blossoms from Tish Davis in Dublin, Ohio. One street connects to another, cherry blossoms. It's kind of what our festival is all about, you know, connecting people.
It sounds like, though, from all over North America. I mean, that one's from Ohio.
I know. The world.
Is there any other place that has a cherry blossom haiku festival?
Well, there's a lot of haiku contests, but I've been told that ours is really now highly recognized as a very professional and highly respected haiku contest, but I don't know how many would be on cherry blossoms.
That's true.
Yeah, but there are a lot of contests. And, you know, they don't get a cash prize. Sometimes they get published on, like, a haiku rock at Van Dusen.
Perhaps it's just enough to do haiku.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. But there's two more. The top international is from Galway City, Ireland. Cherry blossoms, one more go on the old swing. Cherry blossoms, one more go on the old swing, from Terry O'Connor in Galway City, Ireland.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very evocative.
The last one is amazing, from Pearl Bird, age 11, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and she got the top youth, and she's only 11. And this one, late for school. Cherry blossoms in the way, I can't get through. Late for school. Cherry blossoms in the way, I can't get through. What a good excuse for her teacher.
No kidding.
But she's from an inner city school.
Well, that's amazing, and that's your top youth winner, is that right?
Yeah, and apparently the whole school in Winnipeg is taking pride in her win, not just Little Pearl.
Oh, that is so great. You know, I have a feeling you'll be hearing more from Little Pearl the years go by.
You know, and that's what's nice. I'm recognizing names. Oh, that guy from Karunga, New Zealand, every year, you know, gives us one. And I'm starting to recognize some of the names. I don't see them before they're judged.
Right.
We also, after these five, we honor about over 100 Sakura Awards and honorable mentions that will be on the website in about another month.
Oh,
another week.
I don't know how you choose. So now these ones that we've read, are these the ones that we're going to be seeing on billboards and
that's
on the buses?
Right.
And
yeah. Just those five. There's only room for five. It was really hard for Leroy to judge.
I can imagine. Now, has this been done before? Like, you've put them on the buses and the billboards?
Yeah, for 4 years we've done it this way.
And what kind of response do you get from people?
Oh, you know, it's amazing, because so many people didn't know what a haiku was, and now they're trying their hand at it. So we've had such a good response. So this year, with Bing Tom Architects, some of their designers were inspired, and they have created a haiku cherry tree installation. And there are four of them. They're interactive. They display our haiku over the past 4 years, but invite you to add your own. So once the cherries are blooming and you're inspired, you can see these. Three will be at Van Dusen, one at the Roundhouse, and then it goes to Pacific Center.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to as well.
Well, they're really neat. They're very different.
Okay.
And this is all through March 28th to April 24th.
And that's the actual Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival.
Dates, yeah.
Right. All right. Well, listen, Linda, thank you very much for joining us in some great haiku this morning.
Yeah, and we must give people the website.
I will give people the website.
Okay.
Not to worry about that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
And happy spring.
Well, we hope. Happy spring to you, too.
Bye-bye.
That's Linda Poole. She's the festival director for the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival. As she mentioned, they do have a website with all the information about the different events that are going to be going on from March 28th to April the 24th as well. So you can check that out. It's vcbf.ca for more information.